Greetings in the name of our soon-coming Savior and Lord. This is the Good News Hour, and your speaker today is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And I want to say a little about love and life and light as found in the Gospel by St. John. Now, perhaps it would be necessary to reverse the order in which we have spoken of them. In the Gospel by St. John, chapter 1, our Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of as the light of the world. And in this very first chapter, and I would have you notice it, it says in about verse 7 of St. John chapter 1, the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. That is to say, John the Baptist was not the light, but he was a light bearer. And he was, of course, speaking of the one in whom was resident light and life and love. And shall I point out to you that the highest or the fullest possible expression of light and life and love are found in the blessed Son of God. Now, you see, when we come into this world, we are born in a state of spiritual death. And we are not only born in a state of spiritual death, but there's no love in our hearts to God. And before that love can be expressed, Godward or manward, it has to be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. And I think that's how you find it in the fifth chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, where Paul says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Now, I want to say just a little then about that one who is the light of the world. You see, not only are we in a state of spiritual death, but in a state of spiritual darkness. And consequently, we need that light that comes alone from himself. And two, I should like to point out that in this gospel and also in the epistles written by St. John, at his first John, and also in his second and third epistles, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of as the one who was the light of the world. And that one, and John speaks of him in this way in his epistle, he says, in him is light, and he further says that in him there is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So it is true that the whole world today lies in a state of spiritual death and in a state of spiritual darkness. But you know, it delights my heart to come to you with a message today. And a message, we're sure, from the Word of God, and a declaration of what is contained therein. In other words, the God of heaven, the God of glory, would like to open those dark eyes of yours and that heart of yours that's estranged to him by wicked works. In other words, he would like to shine into that heart and into that life of yours. And I have no doubt that someone listening in today is saying, well, there's nothing that I desire more myself than to have the light of God and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in my soul. Just exactly how could it take place? Well, if you were to turn, for instance, to the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, and reading it about chapter 4 and verse 3, you'd come across an expression that goes like this: but if our gospel be hid, or if it is veiled, it is hid or veiled to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. I want you to see that. You take your Bible, the first opportunity you have, and you will therein read a true description of yourself if you have never been reached and saved by the matchless grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, if you're still a son or a daughter of Adam's race and have never experienced what the Word of God speaks of as the new birth, you are still in a state of spiritual death and in a state of spiritual darkness, and you need what we have said is expressed in the fullest possible manner in our Lord Jesus Christ, light and life and love. Oh, how good it is to be able to tell you today that you are loved by God. No, you couldn't say, no one loves me, because God loves you. And John in his gospel says, chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." In other words, we could say salvation or everlasting life to you on the easiest possible terms. And so that love is an immeasurable love. That love is an unmerited love. And thank God, that love is an eternal love. And it is the desire of our God right today, right at this moment, that his love may be shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit of God. However, quickly coming back now to the passage that we made reference to in the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, where he speaks of man in his natural state and being in a state of spiritual distance from God and in a place of spiritual darkness. And so he says, "In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Now, if you'd like to have your eyes opened today and be able to say for the first time, just as that man did, you know, in the 9th chapter of the Gospel by St. John, when the Lord of glory opened his eyes, he could testify to the fact that once I was blind, now I see. And you'd have a testimony similar to his too. While you may never have experienced physical blindness, you have experienced and you are in a state of spiritual blindness until the light of the glorious gospel shines into that heart of yours. And it is his desire, the desire of our God today, that the light of the glorious gospel may reach you. And you know, after all, the gospel tells us not what the sinner is expected to do, but the gospel tells us what our Lord Jesus Christ has already done. Out of tender love and tender compassion and pity, he left the glory above, came into this world, went all the way to Calvary, and laid down his life that salvation might be yours. And so I'm glad to tell you today that God is light. And I should have pointed out, and we may perhaps in a message that follows this one, I think according to the Word of God, the truth of light must ever and always precede life and perhaps even before the love of God reaches that heart of yours. One must be made conscious of the fact that he knows it all. In other words, the God of heaven knows all about you. You see, you may have secrets today that you have kept secret from your nearest and dearest friends that perhaps no one on earth knows but you yourself, and no one may ever know in this world, but Jesus, the Lord of glory, knows. He knows it all, and he knows all about you. And notwithstanding that fact, you are an object of his love, and he would like to bring you into the circle of his divine and eternal favor. So let me stress then that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel by St. John is brought before us as the one in whom was light. Yes, thank God, and no darkness whatsoever. But will you listen to this now? It says, "He was not that light," that is John, "but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." And there's one translation I like just a little better than that. It goes like this. "This is the true light that shineth for every man that cometh into the world." And oh, it's his desire today that you might not remain in a state of spiritual death, in a state of spiritual darkness, but that you might be brought into the light and into the liberty of the sons of God or the children of God. How could that great transaction take place, says someone? Well, let's see. If you'd like to have life today, eternal life according to God and according to his own precious word, just exactly how could it be brought about? Well, if you were to turn to the 6th chapter of the epistle of Paul to the Romans, in the very last verse, it reads like this: "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." But listen, let me give you another passage, and we'll have something more to say about this a little bit later on as well. You see, acknowledging that you are in a state of spiritual darkness and in a state of spiritual death, and you'd like light and you would like life, will you listen to this? I, says the Lord Jesus, that's the gospel by St. John, chapter 12, and verse 46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. Now, if you want to be brought out of the darkness into the light, you put yourself in that whosoever, and just say to God, that whosoever means me. Listen with you again to this wonderful verse, St. John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know what it is to possess that life that is resident in our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, John, in that very first gospel speaking of him, says, in him was light, and the life was the light of men. And he'd like to be a sharer with you today, that you might share that life that he offers to all who trust him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and right today, right at this moment, thou shalt be saved. If you would like further spiritual help, drop us a line, please, to the following address, Good News Hour, care of this station, or 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.